You're listening to SBS News.
Legal groups in Australia have noticed a growing number of women, mostly from Asian countries, who marry older men but are left vulnerable and isolated when their husband dies. Law firm Maurice Blackburn has dealt with four recent cases and had other queries from women wanting to challenge a will. Melbourne-based senior associate Andrew Meli-Yunus says his clients often have limited English language skills and sometimes it is too late to help them.
I've noticed in the last last few months, last year or so, I'm acting for more and more migrant women, predominantly from, say, Asia, China, Vietnam and the Philippines, who have married Australian men, and they've met in a variety of ways online.
Mr. Meli-Yunus says he has witnessed trends involving men who have previously been married with adult children, which can result in cases of disputed wills.
These women have no financial resources behind them. It's not like they've got wealth back in China or Vietnam or the Philippines. They've often come here for a better life. The relationship, there's a real power imbalance.
These wives fulfill the cooking, cleaning and shopping duties, and if their husband becomes unwell, they can adopt a carer's role. But when their husband dies, the woman can have limited support in Australia. The Springvale Monash Legal Service operates in Melbourne's multicultural southeast and runs community legal education about wills. Strategic and Community Development Manager Ashley Newnham says anyone who loses their partner should seek legal support.
Say you're on a temporary protection visa and you pass away, you still have access to your super and things like that. So it's really important to get legal advice on your specific situation.
She recalls one woman from Pakistan who had a child but then lost her Australian husband and was left with some difficulties.
She struggled to access her husband's estate. He didn't have a will. And I think his family were not necessarily very helpful to her, and they made it very difficult for her to know what her rights were. And so it was really important that she would be able to be linked to a service that was able to link her to some legal advice so she knew what her rights were.
In this case, Ms. Newnham says the woman was using her late husband's car when she received a fine and had to provide a death certificate to prove her circumstances. Ms. Newnham is advising people on a visa to know the type and relevant conditions to ensure they minimise their risks.
We do know of lots of women that come to Australia on a visa that they may think is a spouse visa, but potentially it's just a tourist visa. And because a spouse visa is very expensive, and they're always going to be vulnerable. Women that come to Australia that have limited English, often there's quite an age gap between them and their partner.
Mr. Meli-Yunus says suddenly single women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds who don't have any rental history can be at risk. He says if their husband's will fails to adequately provide for his wife, the women are shocked when they learn they can't continue living in their home if the property needs to be sold to cover debt.
Often these women, they've never worked in Australia. They have no sort of, they've got no income, language is poor. So when they go to a real estate agent saying they're looking for a rental, they're just a very unattractive option for a landlord.
New South Wales Legal Aid has told SBS it has several current undecided claims involving deceased spouses. Mr. Meli-Yunus says the courts usually prioritise and protect spouses so they have somewhere to live, but he's encouraging open communication within relationships to avoid future will disputes. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.